Greetings. I'm Matt Matthews, one of the pastors here at First Pres in Champaign, and I'm happy to welcome you to our media ministry. Join us in person. We're located at the intersection of Church and State Streets, adjacent to Westside Park in downtown Champaign. Our traditional worship service is at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning, and on most of those Sundays, we offer French translation. Our contemporary services on Sunday begin at 11:15 a.m. When you come to First Pres, what you'll find, what I hope you'll find, is a community of people who support each other and who are passionate about making a difference in our community and beyond. You'll find relevant teaching for children and adults. We have at least a dozen Bible studies and small groups, including pickleball. That's right, pickleball. Adult choir, a bell choir for all comers, and other programs and events designed to grow your faith and give you and me opportunities to serve. There's a place for you. I'm glad you tuned in.
Our scripture this morning comes from Ezekiel, the 47th chapter, verses 1 through 12. This part of the text is called Trees on Both Sides of the River. Now he brought me back to the entrance of the temple. Ezekiel is talking about a messenger. You can kind of think of maybe as an angel. It's not definitely not God, but it is a messenger from God. Now he brought me back to the entrance of the temple. I saw water pouring out from under the temple porch to the east. The temple faced east. The water poured from the south side of the temple, south of the altar. He then took me out through the north gate and led me around the outside of the gate complex on the east. The water was gushing from under the south front of the temple. He walked to the east with a measuring tape and measured off 1,500 feet, leading me through the water that was ankle deep. He measured off another 1,500 feet, leading me through water that was knee deep. He measured off another 1,500 feet, leading me through water waist deep. He measured off another 1,500 feet. Now it was a river over my head, water to swim in, water no one could possibly walk through. He said, "Son of man, have you had a good look?" Then he took me back to the riverbank. While sitting on the bank, I noticed a lot of trees on both sides of the river. He told me, "This water flows east, descends to the Arbach, and then into the sea of stagnant waters. When it empties into those waters, the sea will become fresh. Wherever the river flows, life will flourish, great schools of fish, because the river is turning the salt sea into fresh water. When the river flows, life abounds. Fishermen will stand shoulder to shoulder along the shore from Egede all the way north to Edgelen, casting their nets. The sea will teem with fish of all kind, like the fish of the great Mediterranean. The swamps and marshes won't become fresh. They'll stay salty. But the river itself, on both banks, will grow fruit trees of all kinds. Their leaves won't wither. The fruit won't fall. Every month, they'll bear a fresh fruit because the river from the sanctuary flows to them. Their fruit will be fruit, will be food, and their leaves will be healing." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
So on this Earth Sunday, I wonder how we can offer home to other with the assurance of the presence of God and a beloved community. I think that's part of the offering of community that we have here and the thought to care for the earth, and particularly the trees. Father Thomas Merton says, a tree gives glory to God by being a tree. And yet I'm reminded that not every tree or every neighborhood has been given the space to become what God intends, just like some of us. So many consider Ezekiel to be utopian literature. It is part of what they call a temple vision in Ezekiel. And like a majority of this book, it's both political and personal. So in this vision, we see both critique and hope, revelation and a possibility of vision making. God's tangible presence, of course, is undeniable. This vision reveals what can be for those who are in hearing or reading this story. And those of us that wrestle immensely with ourselves and dare to say, human, have you seen this one? That question from the messenger invites Ezekiel to see a paradise in front of him. That paradise with trees on both sides. Trees are important. As I shared with the kids, they set temperature. They bring shade. About 7 degrees cooler under a tree, by the way. And they also bring healing and renewal to devastated worlds. And then Ezekiel closes with a reminder that trees are so important. Their leaves will not wither and their fruit will not fail. They will bear fresh fruit every month because the waters from them flow from the sanctuary. Their fruit will be for food and their leaves for healing. As I was studying a little bit about this for Earth Care Sunday, an interesting fact popped up. Did you know in cities across the United States, there is a striking correlation between historic redlining maps and modern-day tree canopies? When I talk about redlined, some of you may know, that means that communities that reside on those on the color-coded maps that were created in around 1930s that were meant to evaluate mortgage lending risk. We no longer do this, but there's residue from it. Neighborhoods deemed hazardous were color-coded red, thus red line. And they were denied investments and mortgage financing. And to be honest, they were mainly around racial and ethnic composition. The interesting correlation is those communities still in the red line district have less tree coverage than those not. For those of us that stand here and want to be part of God's justice, I think we have to ask, where are the trees? Trees are interesting. Some of you may know they sometimes spring up in unexpected places, right? If you've got helicopter trees, that's what I have in my home in Avon, I am forever digging up little trees that show up after they get spread throughout my yard. But that's not true of every place. The other thing I think about trees is they have stood here for a very long time. If you go over on Church Street, there are trees that are so old. Right next door, our Christian Ed building, there is a tree so big it would probably take three people to put their arms around it. It has witnessed human behavior for a very long time, both positive and negative. Trees watch us. They see what we stand for and we see what we stand against. And I think trees call us to justice. Just like food desert, there are tree deserts. You know, as we began our mission study and discovered a food desert right here, where we call home, and began to embark on this new journey of creating a food pantry, I want to ask us to remember to ask about the trees as well, and about the tree deserts. Because I think beyond ecological and aesthetic gifts that a tree gives us, beyond the fact that they're cool, they provide shelter, provisions, and water absorption and beauty, trees can also advance the work of justice by helping us tell the truth about the world we inhabit. Few things shape our perception of reality as deep as our surroundings. So as we leave this space today, look around. Check out the trees in our neighborhood and the trees around us and the trees in your neighborhood. What are the trees telling us about who we are and what we're called to do? Amen.
Thank you for joining this podcast of First Presbyterian Church Champaign. Visit us at our campus at the intersection of Church and State Streets in downtown Champaign. And for more information, visit us online at www.firstpres.church. Have a great week.